This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Really wanted to take calls today, but because of the breaking news and the guests we have, we're not. But I am coming in tomorrow, 100%. And I'm going to host a live call-in show. It'll be on the radio, TV, satellites. When I say commercial-free, you got to have breaks at the first of the hour, the middle of the hour for some stations. But we're going to have like 6 minutes of breaks an hour, 3 minutes at the bottom of the hour, 3 minutes at the end of the hour. And stations are really welcome to cover that. But I'm going to take 2 hours of calls at least tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Central on the Saturday show that we're launching right now. And, of course, there's a well-established now for over a decade Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. This broadcast has been here from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now to 3 p.m. for over 22 years, 25 years total, 26 years almost on air. I was saying, you know, they've had patented cancer viruses since the 1920s, 80 years ago. And I'm like, that's 100 years ago. I mean, time is just flying. We're in 2020 here. And Mike Adams, I want to get into the attacks because you understand. It's not like you're going, oh, I'm under attack. This is terrible. You know, you see the scale of the attack. That's what empathy is. Empathy is not some goody-two-shoe thing that biology built in that we're these weird leftists. They want us to have false empathy and do what they say. The real empathy is a nerve ending that, okay, Alex is under attack. Mike Adams is under attack. Another site's under attack. Those are good people doing good work. I'm under attack. That's a nerve. And so it's not some goody-two-shoe empathy thing. This is real, and people need to understand that.
It's very difficult for anyone to truly comprehend the scale of what's happening to you and to myself. And it's the attacks on you, of course, are on an epic, historic scale. Only the attacks on President Trump could be compared to the attacks on you. And in fact, they may be even worse on you than on him. And I know that you can't even talk publicly about some of the details that would be the most shocking because of the legal action that you're involved with. And so,
well, it's setups. Exactly. They've got it. Fourth dimensional warfare, fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional, where they know they do this, I do this, they do this. And I can't do it because people always act like that. Maybe Trump. Why can't Trump do a lot of stuff? I think he's looking out on responses. I can't calculate out like that. Maybe he's smarter than we are.
Well, I can't know the state of mind of the president, except I know he loves America. I know he hates the deep state. I know he's
oh, yeah. Their hate. The Satanist hate of Trump is real. So let's talk about that. Yeah. Why do they hate Trump? Because that's the answer to the riddle.
Trump is defending humanity. You know, a lot of this breaks down to whether you're on team humanity or anti-human.
So let's talk about that when we come back in the unprecedented, not censorship, but industrial, governmental, criminal fraud, the model of tyranny. We come back. But first, I want you to have the floor here, Mike. Because it really is, are you on team humanity or are you on team depopulation? And why are they on team depopulation? And they tell us why. It's really macabre. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Please don't forget, folks, I want to stay in the game here. And of all the things you can do, I'm not being patronizing to Christians. I'm a Christian. I love God. The prayer is number one. It's paramount. It's the coin of the realm. It's everything. You're saying to God, I want this. And if God agrees with what you're doing, then God makes the connection. That's what that is. That's why only the prayers God wants to answer. But you have free will. You got to ask. And if God's already wanting to give it to you, and you got to say, I want it, then you get it. You see what I mean? I don't want to. Christ uses the example of the bridegroom and you know the bride. You've got to want it. God's ready to give it to you. But you've got to open up that channel. But I'm just telling you right now here, ladies and gentlemen, that your prayers, your word of mouth are not key. It's the key. It's the lock. It's the doorknob. It's the door. It's the house. It's the hill. It's the realm. It's the planet. It's the solar system. It's the galaxy. It's the universe. It's the multiverse. It's the mind of God. It's everything. Your will, your action is king.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You ask, we deliver. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat,
find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding is my cattle for food.
So, Mike Adams, finishing up with the coronavirus and the prediction of where this is going, I see it from SARS, as we predicted in game, as a scale up, to train us for drilling, to train us for world government. And, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates say that as well. And it's definitely big. It's definitely bad. How big do you think it's going to get? How bad is it?
Well, we know that part of the agenda here is indoctrination training and also quarantine training. So whether or not this is the big kill virus or some other future virus is still unknown. The death rate, fatality rate from this virus is not yet high enough to kill 1 billion people, but it could kill tens of millions as projected in the software. But it will most certainly provide the precedent for a total police state lockdown. of the United States and every major city in America. And that agenda is really a pretext agenda to make sure that they can declare emergency orders and just blame the coronavirus, just like they blame climate change for everything and say we have to stop using combustion engines, we have to stop farming with diesel-powered tractors. That's they blame climate change for that. So coronavirus will be the go-to blame object to say you have to give up all your rights. You're not allowed to speak online because you're speaking out against the CDC. You're not allowed to use natural medicine because it's not approved by the CDC. And that if you use natural medicine, you might spread the worsening virus. This, I'm telling you, Alex, you know how they do this. They're going to use this as a pretext for every major narrative and every crackdown.
Well, that's it. I mean, we don't just sit here and make up stuff that it comes true. Well, we know it's all formulaic with them. And again, it's like they're aliens that want to sabotage human development. They poison everything. They kill the earth while saying they support it. They sabotage all clean human development like a pack of gremlins. And whatever they are, whatever these globalists are, they're just super bad. But the thing is, they work in coordination because they're getting a transmission, Mike. Just as a scientist, as you are, I just scientifically look at what's the equations, and it's like, this is an anti-human force, like you said. Like, what do you call them? They're the anti-humans. Whatever you want to call globalists, they call themselves humanists, you know this, but they're not. They're the opposite.
Yeah, they're the opposite. And just like the mainstream media gets talking points every day, which is why they sound identical when they're covering this impeachment trial. They sound identical. They use identical words and phrases every day. And, you know, you've demonstrated that over the years with video compilations. But the same type of thing is happening to the globalists and the CDC and the FDA and the drug companies. They get orders. They're told what to do. They're told, hey, manufacture this vaccine and put live viruses in it. We're gonna start a second wave.
And by the way, it's all compartmentalized. Just like they'll have good cops guard the Bilderberg group meeting from the media, they're being enslaved by it as well. The head UN scientist is like, we're killing people, we're covering it up, this is wrong, we should fix this. And they're like, we aren't allowed to do tests. Even the head UN scientist doesn't know what's going on. She says, corporations just tell us what to do.
Well, that's right. And every scientist who's a whistleblower is eliminated from the system.
Just eliminated. Thousands of scientists have been run over, shot, killed. That's who they really target. Because if they can't buy you with underage girls or money like Bill and Melinda Gates are doing through Epstein, that they ran Epstein, that's confirmed now. That's mainstream news, folks. They will kill your ass.
They will. The former EPA scientist who I interviewed in my BioSludge film, in his book, he documents how the CDC and the EPA were involved in sending a SWAT team of armed federal agents to his house at night, dragged him out of his house. This was a scientist. This was like a geeky science guy, dragged him out of his house and said, if you don't shut up, we're going to kill you. It's in his book. This is what they do, and anybody who's opposed to the system or blowing the whistle on the system is threatened or eliminated.
Well, let me raise this for you, though. Trump is a beachhead. And I can tell you, and it's not about kissing their ass, but the police and the military and the actual killers now know they're supposed to be replaced by now by machines and robots and drones. That's why, Bezos wants billions of drones to deliver stuff. No, they're not meant to deliver. They're meant to get you used to them. They're watching their house. They're watching what you do. They're intelling everything about you into the AI for when Skynet makes its move. That's why they're so mad about Endgame. And I'm not just saying that, folks. That's high level. The military finally gets, wait, Skynet's taking over. It's in slow motion. We're about to be eliminated. So every person I talk to who's talked to everybody else says the globalists already have armored redoubts in New Zealand, Kauai, Hawaii, and Tasmania, Australia. They believe it'll be like a year-long global war. They want to stop nukes. They have special forces go in to take over the nuke bases in Pakistan, everywhere. They've got global elites have a deal, like a moonraker, how they're going to eliminate everybody and how they're going to stabilize nuclear power plants during it. But I've talked to the people. The fact is, the minute all these people are in some redoubt, and there'll even be a combat robot there and drones watching and robots watching the troops. The troops aren't dumb. They get it. The minute, just like a soldier or an officer gives an order to kill men, women, and children, the soldiers turn their guns. The default by the human resistance, because the computers didn't get put, what I'm saying, folks, is the biggest secret ever. now the military, the human element, realizes they're being replaced. And the default without any orders coming down is they're going to kill all the globalists the minute they kick this off. And that's not a bluff or a threat. I mean, we're going to have 90% decapitation within days of them pulling this off, Mike.
In fact, those who are in the most denial of this, the leftists, the liberals, they are the ones who are going to be the first victims of it. It's their cities that are ripe for coronavirus infections or other pandemics that are released and bioweapons.
No, I agree with you. You've got to do five more minutes, and I know Rappaport's coming over. He'll be in the middle of the next segment, but you got to get into the attack on your site and these injunctions and how criminal it is on somebody else's lawsuit. You're not even involved in a shadowy Obama judge. But did you just hear what I said, Mike? I know you talked to a lot of the same people. The military and everybody gets that the Skynet takeover is real, but it's incremental. And that it didn't happen like it was supposed to. And they all understand now what's happening. And the humans are guarding the globalists. So if the globalists ever try this plan, they're all dead. I mean, I just said the biggest secret ever. That's not bluffing. Everybody knows I don't say something unless it's real. You understand? On my soul, you're all dead, globalists, you do this. You're dead.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
No, it's not slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound. All right, Mike Adams in closing. We're going to go to John Rappaport here, investigative journalist, with his take on things. The attack on you and what you've learned, you've sent me the documents, you've sent the judge, what's happening in California, and a court case you're not even involved in, taking down all these sites that are talking about the coronavirus. I mean, that's really a martial law level event, and it's really illustrative of how the system has escalated things to a level of just brazen criminality, showing that they're going for broke because they would normally go to jail for this or get in major trouble. I know you're filing a criminal complaint today with your lawyers. This is just insane lawlessness, but they're testing to see what they can get away with because big financial backers have told them do it.
No, it's the internet kill switch. It's here, and we've been hit by it. It's a test case against us, and even as your own attorney, Norm, said yesterday, federal statutes require parties to be given notice and to be given an opportunity for a hearing. We were given none of those opportunities. We were taken down by a temporary restraining order that had nothing to do with us in the original case. What they did, that what they're doing, Alex, is they're recycling and hijacking old California bankruptcy cases involving other people who have nothing to do with us. And we now learn that they filed this TRO. They reopened an old case. They filed the TRO at the last hour of the last day of the year last year. So it was actually December 31st.
So they did it so law clerks wouldn't even review it. It's corporate level mega espionage.
And it says we have the documents. It says no hearings. No hearings. Blatantly illegal, blatantly unconstitutional. We also know, by the way, we now have names of some of the other infrastructure providers who are being hit by this. It includes Cloudflare. It includes hosting companies like Bluehost. And it includes email service providers such as Hushmail. And by the way, Hushmail told this judge, go F yourself. By the way, Hushmail said, we're not going to comply with this ridiculous order, so good on Hushmail. But other infrastructure providers are, in fact, complying with it to sabotage.
But let's go further. Courts have never done this in modern history. This is beyond banana republic. This means they believe there's a takedown of Trump. I guess that means that they were told the Senate trial's there, we're going to remove Trump, and they see the Democrat Confidence Act, so they believe that they could do things that are unprecedented. I keep going back to that. It means they're going for broke. It means they're just committing crime openly.
Yes. Well, look, and for 3 days, I haven't been able to cover coronavirus on my own website because I've been scrambling around, you know, calling lawyers and doing these other things. So they have delayed. They have
which shows you a lot of big, powerful groups have put a lot of marbles on Corona.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't it, though? Doesn't it? Because I should have a dozen articles out by now, but I don't because of this. So, look, they can take you down or interfere with your.
Well, that's because they've got maps, Mike. They know that it's you or Mercola in health news 9 times out of 10 that changes the game. I mean, it's true. You're badass. I mean, you literally are like a Super Bowl champ, you and Mercola and a few others. And so they're like, let's take them out. And, of course, you go check Mercola and others. I know they're getting suppressed, too, right now. I mean, and that's why I haven't made a big deal about it. The people see Cloudflare in front of us. He's the highest level of protection. The giant denial of service attacks, everything else, are levels like 10 times bigger than Himalayas. Like previous attacks, the biggest one was like, I mean, so it's like not even, and like you said, you've gotten numb. I don't mean that to be mean. I can only operate to be numb because the attacks are coming in so fast It's like I become like a robot myself, like fight back. But just at a certain point, I used to care. I did this because I cared. Now I did it because I default set the position and rammed it into overdrive. But now I have become, I'm just telling the listeners, I've literally become a robot in this fight.
Alex, and the last thing, I know you've got other guests coming up. Last thing to mention, you know, this big explosion in Houston, this chemical plant exploded. Entire neighborhoods have been destroyed. The police are telling people to look for body parts up to a mile away. Okay, so look, we talked about sleeper cells being activated. I don't know if that's what this is, but this could be payback for the Soleimani strike. This could be, Islamic radical extremist sleeper cells activating. We need to see if that's the case. But Houston was one of the key targets, so it may be happening. We need to research further.
Well, there's no doubt that that's a target, and we should cover that. All right, Mike Adams, amazing job. Please join me on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'm doing a Saturday show as well. Thank you, sir. All right, well, joining us now, and I appreciate him holding as we got behind here, is John Rappaport, great patriot, filmmaker, investigative journalist, nomorefakenews.com. He's been under denial of service attack as well. And he's here with us to talk about the big picture. And then we'll drill down in the time we have about what's happening. Because intellectually, I can see that things are exponentially, by orders of magnitude, more insane. But then at a spiritual level, I don't want to say I'm poleaxed at this point, but that's what Mike said. He's almost, I couldn't go on air for 20 minutes today because I'm in here doing hours of research before, and then I just can't believe we're putting up with this, but I see the seduction, I see the incrementalism, but I'm now coming to the point of like, we're in a state of war, and this is totally insane. How would you quantify where we are right now, John Rappaport?
Well, as you said, Alex, it's all about the attacks to try to make you and others spend all of your time defending against these various attacks so that you can't go about your work in the same way that you were doing before because you're fending off all the time because they've seen what the threat of free speech is really all about. There's no doubt about it now. You know, they understand we've got this thing called the Internet. All right, let's see what happens. Yeah, well, what happens is for the last 15, 20 years, all of a sudden people are waking up and they're saying, well, if I can actually communicate to large numbers of people about what's going on rather than, you know, in the old days when I used to give lectures back in the 80s and 90s, there was a group that would come in there, a couple of people, and they would tape it, audio tape, and they'd make copies and they'd sell them. And then I would get a letter from somebody in Bulgaria 6 months later saying, I heard your tape on viruses and fantastic news and whatever, you know. So all of a sudden now it's instantaneous. And they're seeing that they themselves are getting overwhelmed. The enemy is getting overwhelmed. So they have to strike back, and they have to destroy.
That's right. They see humanity's making the right decision when given the opportunity.
Exactly. So we say to you, all right, let's try free speech out and see what happens. And lo and behold, what does happen? People wake up. People begin investigating on their own. I remember you could say this was the dawn of the Internet back around 1996, 97, the Oklahoma City bombing. When citizens in the city got together and formed under State Representative Charles Key their own citizen grand jury. And all of a sudden, you had smart people, not just smart people, brilliant people, investigators that went out way beyond.
And exposed that Bill Clinton blew that building up with the CIA and FBI to blame America.
They just found out so many secrets and conspiracies and plots and so forth.
They had the names. I've interviewed the police, went public to them. We'll be right back.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I just got a text message a minute ago, 60 seconds ago.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are in the heart of the resistance. It's true. It's not a title. It's not a brag. It's a distress signal. We're in the fight. We've already seen incredible victories. The enemy is attacking. If you duplicate what we've done and build on it and expand, we're going to win. Whatever happens to us, we did the right thing. We had big victories against the globalists. I can tell you that right now. And as soon as we get Norm Pattis on the line, constitutional lawyer who's been there doing a great job, we will give you the news on Owen Troyer that just came out minutes ago. And I know that John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com will understand. We'll do a few minutes with him. Owen arrested for peacefully putting a piece of tape over his mouth in the Senate foyer. But going back to John Rappaport, and we'll hold it a little bit the next hour, that our Nick Baggett shadow will be able to hold. Owen's not out of his yell yet, I'm told. We'll have the announcement here in just a moment. John, the Gestalt, obviously, this is ridiculously transparent for those of us that have been studying it. But that's the fact about any big globalist rollout is it's planetary, so it's very standardized, it's very slow moving. But once you hit the point of event horizon or implementation out of beta, it becomes lightning fast. The depopulation program, what's really being put in the vaccines, the UN coming out and admitting it's killing people, there's a cover-up, which I saw as a cry for help. The Gestalt prime computation, where are we right now, and where are the globalists?
Alex, I can't hear you.
All right. Well, we're doing some board training today. I'm not sure why we do it on my show, but only my show. I'm asking you where we are as a culture and a species, John Rappaport.
On the break, I was thinking about what we were talking about. Two things. One is they want to try to push you into doing something that you would never do, whatever that is, something so outrageous and outlandish and illegal that they would then begin to pounce on you. It's like, okay, how much pressure can we put on this guy to get him to do something that he would never do, where there is no longer any possible doubt of guilt and so on and so on and so forth. I mean, that's one of their traditional tactics. And the other thing as a culture, the bigger picture, what they're trying to do is to say good is evil and evil is good. This is a way we're going to ultimately confuse your mind, heart, spirit, soul, consciousness, everything. We're going to show you the opposite of everything the way it actually is and convince you that this is so. So everything you thought was good actually turns out to be evil, and everything you thought was evil actually turns out to be good. What do you know about that? This is now the brave new world, and isn't it wonderful? And though at every level, in every operation, every covert op, every cultural operation, this is what they're doing. They're turning everything upside down and inside out with that premise in mind, that they're going to totally bury the population in its own moral, ethical, spiritual, emotional confusion by turning everything around 180 degrees from the way it actually is.
And why do they fear, let me ask you this, and we've got Norm past the line, we're going to go to him, continue with you, John Rappaport. Why? Because it's not about bragging. And I don't totally trust Trump either. He's had problems. Why do they fear Trump? Why do they fear InfoWars? Why are they trying to shut you down right now? Why do they fear Mike Adams?
Well, because there's truth there. Truth is more contagious than any virus. Truth spreads. People say, well, he just said this. That's true. He just said they're trying to make America into part of a new world order, globalism, whatever you want to call it. Well, every time I look around, that's what I see, too.
So they fear self-evidence.
Yes, exactly. Where, how could you possibly deny what's being said? You know? Now we're giving these guys a free platform to say these things. So naturally they're going to be afraid, especially when the numbers begin to expand exponentially and you've got millions of people listening to you and watching you, and Mike Adams does, and other people as well. Of course they're going to do that. They're going to say, my God, you know, this is spinning out of control. We had no idea this was going to happen. Yeah, because self-evident truth spreads.
All right, John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. We're coming back to you in a moment. We have breaking news. Owen Schroyer was arrested for the second time, not for during the impeachment final vote with Nadler saying you're the tyrant, that huge viral event, but he's there in the foyer of the Senate. There's all these Democrat demonstrators that are constantly yelling, screaming, holding up signs. He puts tape over his mouth. They arrest him for that. And Norm Pattis, famous constitutional lawyer, very honored to have him. He got on a train when it happened yesterday, raced down. It raced down today. He was there. Owen is out of jail yet, so I don't know the details. But I'm told some good news just happened. Norm Pattis, tell us what's happening.
Yeah, It is excellent news. The rule of law won today. I mean, the First Amendment won. The government decided to, quote unquote, no paper the case. In other words, although Owen was arrested and held overnight as a common criminal, he's walking out the door with the charges dismissed, free as he was before he walked in the door. So, you know, he should never have been arrested in the first instance. I'd encourage your viewers to look at his protest. He had a piece of duct tape over his mouth that said censored, and he was carrying a sign that said big tech tried to censor me, now the Democrats are too, and then he alerted people to banned.video, where you can see truth spoken. Capitol Police came and warned him to knock it off. He said, what about the people who were here protesting earlier on behalf of the impeachment? Why didn't you arrest them? It was a tense standoff. They arrested him in handcuffs and took him out of the building at about 12:20 yesterday, I believe. He was held overnight in a metropolitan jail. He has not yet been released. It'll be an hour or so by the time the deep state processes its paperwork. But he will be free, and we won. So it's a good day for the First Amendment, a good day for Owen Schroyer, a good day for the resistance.
I agree. What is the answer to the question? Who gave the order? Because they let people protest out there all the time. Why did they go after his silent protest when the Democrats are there every day running around? Code Pink's in the committee hearings, flailing around. Jane Fonda has charges dropped every week against her, literally. Every week she's there, for those who don't know, on Fridays. She gets arrested all the time. Who gave the orders to the police to do this? Because, look, it's not about kissing the police ass. They were ordered to do this. There is a law in place. Why were they selectively enforcing, Norm?
I don't know, and I suspect one of the reasons the case was dropped is we were going to find out an answer to that question. So there is a D.C. a statute in the District of Columbia that prohibits demonstrating in that building. Whether Owen's conduct constituted a demonstration or not is unclear. We were going to challenge that on facial grounds, saying that the statute's unconstitutional in that context.
Well, plus it's defining speech as demonstration. Demonstration is a big group blocking a road. Let's talk about that. Keep going.
Reasonable minds can disagree about that and will. That's why there are so many books in a lawyer's office. The more interesting question to my mind is, why was this law selectively applied? And so we were gathering information, and I don't know if all of your viewers have yet seen the videotape of the Remove Trump folks, where Owen confronted folks 2 days earlier. That was far more obvious than anything that Owen did, and none of those people were arrested. So our first set of tasks on discovery would, in the course of litigation, would have been to find out who gave the order for his arrest. The fact that the case has been dropped means now that no one will ever be forced to answer that question unless Owen decides to bring civil litigation for false arrest. And, you know, that's a topic that he'll have to decide, and whether that's worth doing is...
Well, I'm just going to say this. It's where the InfoWars audience was more important than Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer. And folks, I'm not kissing your ass. I want you to get this through your head. Everything is energy credits. You bankrolled us. I can send a top lawyer. You bankrolled us. I can put Owen there. Your money did all this. You understand that? Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I want that money for war. I want that money to fight tyrants and pedophiles. Give me your money, and I swear I'll wage eternal war. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is
is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, my dad's dad died when I was 5 years old. Maybe six when I was in the first grade. And I remember growing up and thinking how beautiful my mama was and how good my dad was. And I remember when I'd see my grandfather, I was just a child, but I was like, man, that's a strong man right there. That's a good-looking man. I mean, he was a strong guy. Texan all the way, part Comanche, like beautiful brown skin, big blue eyes, 6'3". I mean, looked tougher than John Wayne, man. And when he died of cancer and I was at his funeral when I was 6 years old, that hit me really hard. And I only mentioned something like that because people expect InfoWars to be strong and hold the fight. But I got to tell you, we're strong, but not that strong. And I can tell you that I sit up here and ask for your support all day long. And I don't like even asking you for your support. But it just comes down to the fact that if you don't support us, we're not going to be here. everything the enemy does is about suppressing these guests and the information, the stories we cover. I've just got to be the guy that's willing to try to tie it all together and get the people in line to take action and then pay the bills. So there's a platform to get this done. And I know God appointed me for this. I know it's my mission. And I'm willing to go all the way. And I'm not scared of the devil or the New World Order, but I'm scared of giving out. And I'm far from that, man. I can feel my RPMs rammed up to full. I feel like I'm invincible. But I'm not an arrogant person. And I know that it's you that's the wind and the sails. So I'm just telling you, at this crossroads, everything they're doing is about suppressing we the people. And God works in mysterious ways, but God works through men and women. Go back to John Rappaport. John, I'm going to shut up now. Get into the virus. Get into the world. Get into where you see things. Get into the impeachment, the trial. Just pour it out, John Rappaport. You're a sage. You're a smart guy. I respect you. I'm not kissing your ass. You're an amazing person. I love you. Where are we now together? Because I don't want our strength to be for nothing. I want people to realize that our strength is only here now. And if people don't take the example of it, and if they don't expand on it and become greater than us, then it's all to fail. The Satanists want the power to them. We want the power to dissipate. We want to overcome this evil. We believe in the collective of humanity, but the individualism of the spirit. How do we telegraph that, and how are we strong?
Strong, certainly, by starting with the individual, Alex. Knowing what you need to do. Knowing where the fight is, what the fight is, and the best way to do it, best way to carry on the fight. One of the things that struck me right from the beginning, when I started working as a reporter in 1982, seems like a long time ago now, was there was all these people running around saying, you've got to have this injection in your body and that injection in your body and so on and so forth. That always seemed completely insane to me. And that was one of the ways that I got into what is the struggle all about. I'm talking about vaccines, of course, and vaccinations and destroying the health of the body.
Outside groups saying, you must let us put something in you when we already have all our ancestors and what we are together.
Exactly. You know, what do you think the history of the human race is all about? It's about survival.
It's about men and women choosing each other, injecting each other, and creating a life form. How satanic is some company shooting something into you to change your genetics, and we're just supposed to trust them? That's Satanism.
Yeah. And when you, at least for me, when I started to look at that and think about it, it just seemed completely insane and preposterous that people would allow this to happen. That was 15, 20, 35.
No, I should add this, not to kiss your ass, Fritz, so people know the timeline. You have been a pioneer in warning about vaccines.
Yeah, because it started for me in college, actually, 1957, 58. I was in college, and all of a sudden this thing came down the pipeline called the Asian flu one winter. I had no idea what they were talking about. Everybody's got to get a vaccine. Everybody's got to get a vaccine. Otherwise, people are going to get sick. And I thought to myself, I'm not getting any vaccine. I'm not going to get sick. Are they crazy? What are they talking about? I mean, I don't know why I reacted that way. I didn't get sick. Other people got sick. And I started to develop this feeling, these medical people are doing something violent, strange, perverted, and they're trying to make it sound as normal as possible.
And it's covert.
And it's completely covert, right? And so that was my way in to seeing how evil could become the norm. And people would stand up and salute it. And of course, now we've gotten to the point where you're a complete pariah if you even begin to talk about information like this, and you can get banned and deplatformed and who knows what else and all.
Well, let me say something about Trump. And I got this from people very close to Trump. I'll leave it at that. Barron was, it waited a little longer to get the vaccines. He was about 2.5. He got the rounds. He had convulsions. He went from being this great, smart boy to, like, not being able to talk. That's why Trump was like, whoa, this is bad. He said we should give less of them or study them. But that's what it comes down to, is that we have to recognize that you cannot trust this system and what they're putting into us, and we have to say no.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's what's happening as more and more people are waking up. But it's
all hanging
in the balance.
It is. Can you believe, though, that we're here? I mean, we built the infrastructure. We built the network. We're here in defiance of them. What comes next? I mean, people say, oh, how are you handling the attacks? How am I handling it? I'm connected to everybody. I'm connected to you, not to some goody two-shoes. I'm a human. I mean, it's not like I'm a hero fighting this. I'm battling for life and oxygen trapped under ice. This is not some heroic effort. It's a selfish effort. I think people need to get that. It's not like some heroic effort to fight evil. It's selfish. This takeover is anti-human, John.
Absolutely. That's right. What do you think the whole medical program... I mean, listen, people have their own experiences on this new film, Vax 2. It's all about people's stories, mothers, fathers, children. We had our son vaccinated, and now look what happened, and it's never going to be the same again. Here's another story, the same thing, another story, the same thing, another story, the same thing. Thousands of people speaking up, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, believe me. And these people, these doctors, many of them know what's going on. And they have a spiritual choice to make, and most of them are making the wrong choice. They're unwilling to stand up and be counted. They're just like, you know, androids moving ahead and vaccinating more and more children. Even they know the destruction that is occurring, even though they understand.
And that's my next question. What do you make of the head UN scientists and all the adjuncts saying it's a cover-up, it's dangerous, we got to do something in December? We cover it, you cover it, no one else covers it. How bombshell is the head UN scientist admitting all this?
Yeah, exactly. To themselves, right? And what's their big takeaway when you look at all those quotes from that video? The big takeaway for them is we have frontline professionals now, that meaning doctors, that are wobbling in their support of vaccines because they don't know what to do. And this is a serious problem.
And they don't believe it. They think they're bad. The doctor says, she says, the doctors think it's bad. Yeah, because they're freaking doctors.
And they're waking up, you see. And from the World Health Organization point of view, the real problem is, how do we keep our thumb down on the head of the population and our own doctors long
enough? So this wasn't a mea culpa. This was a desperate alert that Bill Gates isn't listening, and they're literally
this was not a mea culpa by any stretch of the imagination. This was them sending a warning to themselves, saying the jig could be up. If we don't stop this, we're all going to get exposed and we're all going to go down. So you better line up with us, because if we go down, you're going down. It's the old story.
It was like Ron Barron saying, if Clinton tries to expose me, I'll bring them all down.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Which shows we think we're desperate, folks. It's because we're about to go over the top. We're about to plant the flag at Iwo Jima. We're going over the top now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.